Hello and welcome. I'm Claire Connor, Student Recruitment Officer at the Technological University of the Shannon at Athlone, and you're listening to the TUS Athlone 360 podcast. Every week, I'll be delving into different aspects of university life at TUS Athlone, giving you a 360 view of the transition to third level. From the admissions process, academic writing, student supports, clubs and socks, sports, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of our podcast series. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Lisa Hanlon, who is our disability officer, and she's going to give you all the nuts and crannies of what you need to know about getting any support that you require if you decide to study with us at TUS Athlone. So hi, Lisa, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, Lisa. I think, firstly, the most important question that we ask today and to kind of kickstart this podcast episode is, what is your role and what supports do you offer to students?
Well, I'm the disability officer here in TUS Midlands, and I work with the disability team. So we support students with disabilities. So it could be somebody who has a specific learning difficulty like dyslexia, could be a mental health condition, could be somebody with autism, could be somebody with a significant medical condition. So anything that kind of would have affected your learning maybe in school, or you think might affect your learning in college, you come to us and we put supports in place for you.
Brilliant. I think that's something that's so important as well, is when you are a second level student, you might be a little bit anxious that does support continue on to third level, like if I have a scribe or if I get extra time in my exams. And I know I talk about this a lot, for example, in my school talk, but I think it's important from someone like yourself to just reiterate that this does continue on. You are a point of contact. Anything that you need, you can always kind of reach out as a student. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, definitely. Like a lot of people, that's a kind of a major piece of the conversation. What did you have in school?
Yes.
So we try to kind of emulate that again, because if someone has gotten comfortable with something and quite used to something and it's worked for them in the past, it'll work for them again. Mm-hmm. The only difference is that sometimes school can be a little bit low tech. They mightn't have many options in terms of technology for people. We're quite different to that. There's a lot of funding at third level for technology. So where possible, for example, with something like a scribe, if somebody is used to a scribe and that's what works for them, we stick with that. Mm-hmm. We can supply that, no problem. But what we tend to offer first years is, would you like to try tech instead? Like, would you like to try to type your exam?
Okay.
Would you like to use other types of technology that we have as well? If they are interested, we offer them training in it, so they're never just left.
Just sink or swim out there. No, not at all.
We meet them as many times as they need to train them how to use it, and then off they go. And if they want to use it, they can. And people can switch their supports year on year as well. So you might be a bit nervous in first year and be like, just give me what I'm used to.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back to us in second year, and then we might change things up. So it's totally dependent on the student. They're in control. So they say, I want this. Oh, I heard about this. I might change it. Mm-hmm. So each year we can just draw a line through that page, write a new one and go, right, these are your supports now. So
brilliant. That's totally actually so important. 100%. And it's great that they can basically determine what suits them better.
Yeah.
And I think, as you said, like, first year is a really good opportunity to maybe try out the tech and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, as you said, it's absolutely no problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And if you're not techie, like, it's very, very, very easy to use tech.
Brilliant.
I would not consider myself a techie person. And it is really easy to use,
yeah,
you know, user-friendly stuff. But anyone who doesn't like it, you can just leave and go back to whatever it was you're used to.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. And obviously, how do students register with the disability service, Lisa? So how do they, for example, contact you or let you know that they maybe have a scribe or whatever it might be? How does that work?
Everyone does it differently. I suppose some people might be really organized and they might look up our contact details online and phone us or email us, which is totally fine. A lot of people just wander by and stick their head in the door. We always leave our doors open for that reason.
Yes.
And we're on the D corridor, which you won't know yet if you're not here, but it's a corridor that runs directly alongside our main canteen. So it's a really busy thoroughfare. People are walking by our doors all the time. So what usually happens is someone just stops and goes, oh, I don't know now if I need this or not, or they're a bit unsure. Mm-hmm. And we go, come on in for a chat.
Yeah.
And then that's it sorted. We put it all in place then.
Brilliant.
Also, all the staff know as well. So if you ask CSU, counselling, lecturers, faculty administrators, people will point you in our direction anyway. So there's loads of ways to find out.
Exactly. That's so important, because I know, for example, like, our engineers are based traditionally in the engineering building and the nurses are up obviously on East Campus. Mm-hmm. So at least, for example, if they're like, oh, where is the D corridor? I've maybe have my first couple of weeks, I've been just based in engineering. At least you can say to your lecturer, okay, how do I find the Students Resource Centre, for example, or how do I find Lisa? I saw that she emailed me about something in the all student email. How do I find her? They're so happy to kind of give you that advice.
Oh yeah, everyone knows where we are, and it's actually all student supports. It's not D for disability, it's not our corridor, it's all our student supports are on the one corridor. You'd end up walking down that corridor eventually anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. And then 100%. Once you make contact with us, then we send you an online needs assessment that you fill out. It asks you things like, what supports have you had in the past?
Perfect.
What things do you think you might struggle with? You upload your documentation. It's kind of similar to what you'd use for if you were using DARE to show what your disability is. Mm-hmm. And then we meet you for a one-to-one meeting to say, right, okay, you said you struggle with this. Would you like to try this support? You know,
brilliant. We work it out with you. I think we kind of touched on it a little bit more as well, but just to kind of go back to it, if a second level student receives support for exams, this does continue to third level, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And when you put your supports in place for your exams, it happens for your summer exams, your Christmas exams, if you have August repeats, and then that rolls over. If you're here for 4 years, it just rolls over automatically.
Yeah.
You can come in and out and change them as much as you want.
Perfect.
But once you have them in place, they're there for good unless you decide to change them or take them away.
That's so important as well, that they don't have to constantly keep reapplying or worrying about it. It's just set in stone for your duration of your course, basically.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So do you want to just talk about a little bit about DARE? I know that you mentioned it just a couple of minutes ago. Do you want to talk about it just a little bit in detail? Maybe some of the listeners might be traditionally maybe 6 year students, but there might be a couple of 5th years that may be looking into DARE for next year. So do you want to go into a little bit of detail on
it? Sure. So DARE is an admissions process. It's a disability access route to education. So that's what it stands for.
Yeah.
So anybody who has a disability where it's impacted on their education, they can apply through CAO to go in through DARE, and it usually offers a lower points to get into your course.
Brilliant.
We tend to work off here off a 10% average. It tends to be about 10% lesser points.
Okay.
Now you can get in through DARE and that's absolutely fine, but if you don't get in through DARE, when you actually get in here, your supports are exactly the same. So some people worry that, oh, I wasn't successful at DARE, or maybe they got in on their own points, they didn't need the DARE.
Yes.
It's completely separate to your services once you're in. It's just to do with the admissions route only. Once you come in, you can choose to register or not. You can get whatever you need or not. It doesn't have to match what you had in school. They're two separate things.
Brilliant. That's actually so important. That's so important. And specifically for a student who might be anxious about the points, do you know that's always something that is a big thing when it comes to sitting the Leaving Cert is obviously the points. And that's kind of the be all and end all.
Yeah.
So it's great that if you are anxious or worried, that if you are applying, you do get, for example, around 10% decrease in points, which is excellent as well. So when it comes to 1st years, okay, a lot of the time you're making the transition into third level. You might be anxious about making friends. You might be anxious about point of contact. How, for example, Lisa, would a 1st year who maybe didn't receive any extra support at 2nd level and is a little bit anxious that at 3rd level, because they maybe felt a little bit behind at 2nd level, but didn't reach out and want to basically be a better student at 3rd level and maybe are a little bit worried about their, for example, academic needs. How do they go about contacting you, and can they just drop in like other students who might have traditionally come through DARE or maybe have had a scribe or whatever it might be?
Well, anybody can just drop in and just have a chat.
So brilliant.
If you just have any worries or thoughts in your head, any questions, you just pop in for a chat and we'll help you out or push you in the right direction. If you actually have paperwork to show that you have a disability, you can choose to register with us, or you can think about it, come back whenever you want.
Brilliant.
If you don't have a disability but you're just like are worrying about your academics in general, there's so many supports in the college, and people with a disability and without a disability use those.
Yes.
So there's some things that are very, you know, tailored for people with disabilities, but most stuff is actually general for all students.
Yeah, 100%.
So things like our academic writing centre, our academic tutors and our lecturers themselves are so, so helpful as well. We have past leaders as well in some of the programmes. So there's loads of supports there for students, because college can be tough and it can be a big step up sometimes from school. You're studying, maybe you didn't realise all the subjects that were in your course. And we recognise that, and that's why there's, you know, there's tutors in place for those tougher subjects, because a lot of people find them hard.
Yeah,
100%. You're never on your own in any of those worries.
Like, there's always that worry about maths. Maths is always the one that people talk about. Oh, I only did ordinary level maths.
Yeah.
I'm going to be miles behind. How do I get the help? So it's great that, like, even if, for example, they're a little bit confused, and they can kind of pop into yourself and you can basically put them in the right direction and point them to who is the right point of contact.
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. So Lisa, I think to kind of finish up, it's important to talk about advice. So if you were, for example, to give a Leaving Cert applicant, or even a mammy and daddy who might be listening in today, who are maybe going through the DARE scheme next year, so if they're a 5th year student, or just kind of worried about their son or daughter transition into 3rd level and maybe them falling behind, what advice would you kind of give them?
I think from experience, my biggest piece of advice is to go for the support. You're totally in control. You're an adult. It's not up to mommy or daddy. No one's going to come in and make you do anything you don't want to do. But I think the biggest regret students have is when someone comes into us late on in 2nd year or 3rd year or early in 4th year, they never came to us for support. They had built up some kind of a barrier in their mind about why they didn't want to go. Maybe they didn't want to feel like they were labelled with their disability, or they didn't want people to know, or they didn't want to just accept that they needed that support, and they tried to struggle on their own. They come in to us for a chat and they're like, always, why didn't I do this before? Yeah. Like, yeah, they're kicking themselves because whatever they built it up to in their head didn't actually meet the reality of it at all. So that's definitely the thing I think that people regret the absolute most. Come in at the start. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Come in, find out what supports are there. And then you can use them as much or as little as you want. Like some people come in, they book in with us for exam supports and then we never see them again.
Yeah.
Go about your business. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not labelled. You're not different. You're not separate.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, and other people that come into us every week and they get loads and loads and loads of supports. I think the cleverest students that are the most successful are the ones that know exactly how to tap into all the things that are available.
100%.
They're going to their tutors. They're using all the library resources. Services. There's so many things there. There's so many people here to help you. And 100%. The people who do well, they're like, I'm going to be clever here and I'm going to use all those bits and bobs.
Exactly.
And it's not really about disability at all. No. All those services we send people to, they're not
they're all, for everybody. Yeah, they're for everybody. For all students, 100%.
So I think that's definitely, if you met a fourth year who did really, really well, they'd be like, I used this in first year, I used this, you know.
Yeah, 100%. And I think something that you mentioned as well at the beginning, Lisa, that's so important. All of these, the Academic Writing Centre, the library resources, the tutor support, yourself, whatever it might be, it's all free of charge as well. Yeah, so, and it basically works around your schedule. So if you have a free time, you have a free 2 hours on a Wednesday and you want to completely take control of that and you want 1 week to get help with maybe maths that you're struggling with, another week you know you have an assignment, another week you want to touch base with yourself, it's all about knowing what supports are there and actually utilizing them as a student as well.
They'll be put there for a reason, because the people in the college are here for years and years and years now. This is their job. They know students struggle with accessing the library for the first time. It's so different to the school system. They struggle with maths, they struggle with science, they struggle with all these different things. So those supports are put in place because we're preempting and expecting that to be difficult for people. So there's nothing to feel like, oh, this is a failure if I can't do this, or you know, if I need help. The people who do the best are the ones who got all the help.
100%, 100%. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I really appreciate it. It's been a great insight into your role and obviously loads of advice in relation to what students can do to get in contact with you and most importantly, how to use the supports itself in the college. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So that was Toos at Loan 360, giving you a 360 look at student life at the Technological University of the Shannon right here in Athlone. Thank you for listening and tune in next time for another episode on Making the Transition to Third Level.